Welcome to our special Sports Desk football draft special presented by FW Webb, home of Frank Webb's Bath Centers. I'm Catherine Tappan. We're breaking down the NFL draft for you and some huge changes taking place right here in New England. The NFL draft always brings lots of surprises, but this year it has hit close to home as the Patriots make headlines. But two trades later on Sunday morning, just before round four was about to start, All-Pro Randy Moss officially became a Patriot. The Pats acquired one of the most talented receivers in the game from Oakland in exchange for just a fourth-round pick, and they've already stressed their no-tolerance policy to the oft-controversial pass catcher. Now, if there's one team who can straighten this guy out, it's Bill Belichick and company. Moss's talent is undeniable, as he has posted 676 career receptions for over 10,000 yards in his 9 years in the league. At 30 years old, Moss is still in his prime, despite posting career lows on a very bad team in Oakland last season. Moss reeled in 42 receptions for 553 yards and 3 touchdowns. At the price of a fourth-round pick, the deal is well worth the risk for New England when you look at number 18's impressive resume. Now get this, how badly did Randy want out of Oakland? As a condition of the trade, the five-time Pro Bowler agreed to take a massive pay cut from his current contract. With more on those details, here is Jamie Parker in Foxborough.
The Patriots had 9 picks on day 2, but it was the one they didn't make that made the biggest splash. Five-time Pro Bowler Randy Moss is now a New England Patriot. And it only cost the Patriots a fourth rounder for this 9-year veteran who is fifth all-time with 101 touchdowns and has over 10,000 receiving yards. And despite that subpar season last year with Oakland, Moss says he's back. Just ask him.
Let's put it this way. The Moss of old is back, and we'll leave it at that.
For Moss in the end zone!
Y'all can really see, you know, some things that you've never seen before. And you know, when it does happen, don't say I didn't tell you. You know, the people that talk about me as far as my work ethic and you know, my competitive nature and me going out there playing football, I mean, the best thing I can say to you, male or female, I don't think you got to do is just line up against me and we'll see what happens. I don't think y'all understand how excited I am to really be a part of this organization. I think their record and what they're about speaks massive volumes, and I'm just very, very happy, to find some happiness and getting back to what I love to do, and that's play football and go out there and compete.
The throw is caught by Moss! Touchdown Raiders!
He's a very explosive player, dynamic receiver that has a lot of skills. His hand-eye coordination, his catching skills, his speed, his ability to stretch the field, run after the catch, run intermediate routes. He's got a good skill set. He's a very smart guy, experienced player, versatile, can play a number of different positions, and has the experience and intelligence to handle the different techniques and responsibilities that go with that. So,
I've always tried to be a winner and going out there to compete, and by me having the chance to play with a organization with the coaching staff, with the, Mr. Kraft as the owner and the players they have in position, that I didn't really think that money was a big factor to me.
Moss was so anxious to play for a contender and have a shot at earning a Super Bowl ring that he restructured a $9.75 million base salary for next season to a reported $3 million. From Gillette Stadium, I'm Jamie Parker for Sports Desk.
Jamie, thank you. And Tom Brady has got to be giddy looking at all the new toys that he now has to play with. Moss headlines a completely revamped receiving core, including Wes Welker, newly signed Dante Stallworth, and Kelly Washington. The Patriots waited patiently almost 4.5 hours before their name was called, and they were on the clock on Saturday. The NFL draft saw a couple of surprises early on in the first round, so when the Pats made their selection at number 24, all the rumors were put to rest as NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the Pats pick. The only team in the league to have 2 first-round picks, and it's Brandon Merriweather at number 24. The safety is considered to be a physical hitter with good range and steady wrap-up tackle technique. Considered one of the best cover safeties in the draft, Merriweather has exceptional playing speed in the defensive backfield. He ran a 4.56 40 at the combine and has excellent route recognition skills. He recorded 293 total tackles in his career. Now, the last Hurricane to be selected by the Patriots in the first round was Vince Wilfork in 2004. The only major concern surrounding Brandon Merriweather is his character. He was involved in a shooting incident on campus at Miami, and most recently, you may recall the bench-clearing brawl that happened in October between Miami and Florida International. Merriweather received a suspension by the ACC and Miami for his role in that brawl. More on Merriweather a little later in the show. Now, recapping the weekend for you, New England took safety Brandon Merriweather out of Miami as their first pick at number 24. As we mentioned, he's considered one of the best safeties in the draft. They traded their second first-round pick and their third-round pick to finish day one. Day two brought the news of the day as the Pats make a trade with Oakland for Randy Moss in exchange for their fourth-round pick. And the Patriots spread it out all the way around, drafting just about every other position. However, they did not address the linebacker position, which many believed that they would do. Needless to say, Bill Belichick and Scott Pioli haven't slept at all this weekend, but they can now rest assured that their 2007 Patriots are going to be loaded. And speaking of not sleeping, Jamie Parker is standing by with the guy who's been taking us through the weekend with his up-to-the-minute analysis, the Boston Globe's Mike Reese.
Here I am at Gillette Stadium with Mike Reese of the Boston Globe. Welcome to the show, Mike. Obviously, it was a wild weekend for the Patriots here in the draft. The biggest, obviously, is the five-bowl Pro Bowler. Randy Moss is now a New England Patriot. I mean, your thoughts on that and what, obviously, we know his talents on the field. And what do you think about bringing somebody with that kind of character to the Patriots?
Shocking. I mean, that is my thought. I mean, I did not see this coming. I mean, even when you heard rumors that maybe the Patriots were interested in Randy Moss, my thought was, you know, not the type of player they'd bring here. So to me, it was shocking. I think from a pure football standpoint, I mean, this could be the biggest steal of the NFL offseason for any team. But of course, with that, there comes some risk because we've seen what Moss is run into some problems off the field as well.
He also has said that obviously he only had a couple teams in mind that he wanted to get traded to from Oakland. And one of them obviously was the New England Patriots, and it's because of their continued success, and obviously with 9 years in the league, he hasn't won anything.
Right.
So is that, do you think, was a big motivational factor for Randy?
Huge motivational factor. He talked about the teams. He said Green Bay, I think he mentioned Tampa Bay, he mentioned Jacksonville, and he said, you know, with the Patriots, he called it a massive winning tradition, and I think that was a big factor for him. And I'll tell you what, he put his money where his mouth was, because he was supposed to make about $9.75 million this year. He's going to be down around $3 million for this year. So, you know, his actions matched his words there.
What do you think the addition of Moss is going to do to the, you know, not only last year's receiving core, but also with all the additions they got in the free agent market?
I mean, it's going to create some great competition at the receiver spot. We could go down the names, but Moss is going to be on the outside with Dante Stallworth, Kelly Washington, Rishe Caldwell, Jabbar Gaffney. That's not to mention Wes Welker, their slot receiver, who they got in a trade. And they even have other receivers down the line who are going to compete for jobs. So great competition at receiver. Chad Jackson, last year's second-round pick, I didn't mention. So, I mean, just a lot of bodies there, a lot of targets for Tom Brady to throw to.
Do you think that they'll have to redesign the game book a little bit if they will? Because it doesn't seem like the receivers do get a lot of touches as far as Bill Belichick's game plan goes.
No chance. They are not going to redo anything for Randy Moss. And in fact, they're going to keep doing exactly what they do. I think the one thing they might do that's interesting when you think just technically what Randy Moss could bring to the on-field product is in the red zone. When they're close to that end zone and they're trying to punch the ball in, either running it or throwing it, I think Randy Moss could be a great weapon down there at the goal line.
Well, we're going to have to wait to see what he can do here because, you know, he told us that Randy Moss of old is back,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, let's go back to day one now when Brandon Merriweather was the only pick of the day. They traded the other two. Brandon Merriweather obviously comes with a little baggage himself. We all saw him in the FIU brawl, if you will. We know about the gun thing, you know. It seems like the versatility of all the positions that he has played in the secondary is what got him this job.
That's a big part of it. And also the idea that the scouts that scouted Merriweather said this is probably the best cover safety in the draft. He's not going to necessarily play up close to the line of scrimmage and be as good of a player supporting against the run, but if you need someone in pass coverage, this is your guy. So for the Patriots, they put a premium on pass coverage. And so right off the bat, you look at Merriweather, he'll probably be a part of their substitution packages, and maybe even could compete for a starting job at one of those safety spots.
When you look at the Patriots over the last, you know, these 2 days here in the draft, what do you think their overall strategy was as far as the game plan prior to the draft?
Sure. I made the analogy that before this draft started, the Patriots put the for sale sign up outside of Gillette Stadium because they wanted to move out. They did not like this draft. They thought that the quality of players in this draft was not good. So when they were, let's say, picking in the third round at that 91st pick, they were looking at players they felt were of fourth or fifth round quality. So their feeling is, why should we pick players? Why should we overdraft them? Let's trade into next year. And I think that's what we saw. They got a first-round pick for 2008 mm-hmm. and another third-round pick for 2008. So to me, the overall strategy was get out of this draft and move into the next one.
Which brings me to my final question. With all the off-season acquisitions that they did get in free agent, obviously, do you think that that team, even without this draft, because you're saying they weren't even really truly interested in this draft that much, would they? How successful do you think that team would have been with the Dante Stallers, the Wes Welkers? And
I think that it would have been very successful, that they could have put the team out on the field that they had prior to this draft and competed for a Super Bowl. But I do think in the big picture, when you're building a team, you still need to bring in some draft players for the mm-hmm. salary implications, for the long-term outlook as well. So I think they did need to come away with at least one or two players out of this draft. The Randy Moss also helps mm-hmm. to sustain that long-term.
Yeah, I was discounting him, obviously. Well, thank you very much, Mike, and obviously I hope the Patriots are just as successful as we think they're going to be. Well, they seem to be stocked, so now it's just a matter of turning that paper into games. Thanks for joining us. Now let's get back to our Nesson HD studios.
No surprise here. The Oakland Raiders take quarterback Jamarcus Russell out of LSU as the number one pick in this year's NFL draft. The 6'6" monster can throw the ball 80 yards, is a big play QB, and will undoubtedly help build an offensive attack in Oakland. Raiders coach Lane Kiffin said that Russell will compete with Andrew Walter for the starting job in Oakland. Russell went 25-4 as LSU's starting QB. He decided to forego his senior season at LSU, and it appears to have paid off. An all-SEC first-team selection, Russell threw for 2,797 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions, leading LSU to a 10-2 record. Calvin Johnson, the wide receiver out of Georgia Tech, was the second overall pick by Detroit. Offensive tackle Joe Thomas goes third to Cleveland, while Gaines Adams gets picked up by Tampa Bay. Still, no Brady Quinn as the top five, as Penn State's Levy Brown is Arizona's pick at number 5. So would Brady go in the next batch? Nope. Adrian Peterson, the first running back taken in the draft, is heading to Minnesota. And when Quinn didn't go in the top 5, it was almost definite that the Miami Dolphins would grab him up at number 9. But shockingly, they take Ted Ginn Jr., the wide receiver out of Ohio State. Brady Quinn would go 22nd to Cleveland. You can bet the rest of the AFC is freaking out right about now as the Patriots have bulldozed their way through the free agency period and now the draft. But the Pats' rival teams did get a couple of studs in this year's draft. As we mentioned earlier, the Dolphins get wide receiver Ted Ginn Jr. with the number 9 overall pick. A preseason Heisman Trophy candidate, Ginn made second-team All-America and finished as the Buckeyes' top receiver with 59 catches for 781 yards, while adding another 706 yards and 2 touchdowns on special teams. Buffalo takes running back Marshawn Lynch. The Cal standout was drafted 12th overall. At 5'11", 215 pounds, Lynch ran a 4.46 40 at the Combine. He was named the Pac-10 Offensive Player of the Year, finishing his career with 490 carries for 3,230 yards and 29 touchdowns. And the Jets trade up with Carolina to get Darrell Revis as the 14th overall selection. Revis was a 3-year starter at Pittsburgh before entering the draft as a junior. He led the Panthers with 12 pass breakups in 2004 while recording 49 tackles and 2 interceptions. Revis totaled 80 tackles and 13 pass breakups his final 2 years while becoming a productive punt returner. The only person to hear their name called by the New England Patriots on day one was Brandon Merriweather. Bill Belichick taking the safety out of Miami to improve his secondary. With more on the Pats' top draft choice, we go back down to Gillette Stadium and Jamie Parker.
Predicting the Patriots' picks has always been a challenge, and this year was no exception. The Patriots were the only team with 2 first-rounders, but one thing that was predictable, a trade. They traded the 28th overall pick to the 49ers for a fourth-round pick this year and a first-rounder next year, leaving them with 1 pick in this year's opening round.
Right now, you know, it means the world to me, you know, because Coach Belichick and, you know, the owner and all the GMs and all the scouts gave me a chance to live out my dream for one of the best teams in the NFL. So therefore, you know, I'm proud and happy to be part of New England Patriots.
The Pats did go with the 5'10", 195-pound defensive back out of Miami. Brandon Merriweather brings speed, size, and strength. But the biggest selling point for Bill Belichick is his versatility.
He's played some corner, played some inside nickel position and on their sub-defense, played safety. both down and back. So I think he's a real intelligent football player, has a real good understanding of concepts and some versatility, and is in, you know, high level competitions, played against a lot of good players.
The one concern on Merriweather, a few character issues. He was connected to a dorm shooting last summer, but was never charged. And he played a role in the big brawl against Florida International.
Pretty much, my emotions just got the best of me. You know, I was headed out to the city. You know, I made a bad decision, one that I shouldn't have made and should have thought better of.
I don't think that's who he is. I mean, I've spent time with him, a lot of people in that program. And I think that he's, you know, football is important to him. He works hard at it, and he's a good player.
Last year, the Patriots opened up on the offensive side of the ball, getting Lawrence Maroney in the first round. This year, they turned their attention to the defensive side of the ball. And with the injuries to both Rodney Harrison and Eugene Wilson over the past season, Brandon Merriweather could provide some much-needed depth. From Gillette Stadium, I'm Jamie Parker for Sports Desk.
Boston College offensive tackle James Martin is heading to the Dallas Cowboys. Martin was selected by Dallas as their third pick in the third round on Saturday. Martin moved to left tackle for his senior season at the Heights, where he started all 13 games, earning second team All-ACC honors. Zach Diassi, a standout linebacker from Brown, is heading south to the New York Giants. The Giants selected Diassi with the 116th overall pick in the draft. He's projected to be a strong side linebacker in New York's 4-3 scheme. University of New Hampshire defensive back Corey Graham was selected in the fifth round of the draft by the Chicago Bears on Sunday afternoon. For his career, Graham recorded 12 career interceptions and 302 career tackles, which places him fourth in the Wildcats' all-time career tackles list. Congratulations go out to a couple of other local stars. Boston College sends two to the league, offensive tackle James Martin to Dallas and Josh Beekman to Chicago. Central Connecticut State's Justice Hairston is coming right here to New England. UConn's Dean Anderson and UNH's Corey Graham are also both going to join the Lone Star State with the Dallas Cowboys. Brandon Merriweather will be joining the Patriots along with his former teammate Vince Wilfork. Both players stem from the U and are the Patriots' number one draft picks. Wilfork was taken in the 2004 draft. Now on Saturday, Wilfork and his wife Bianca held their fourth annual draft party to benefit diabetes research. And we caught up with number 75 to get his thoughts on Merriweather.
I played with Brendan and hard hitter. You know, I was describing like a Rodney Harrison. I mean, a baby Rodney Harrison, because he's growing into, he had to grow into NFL, you know, safety. So, but I'm talking about coming across the field, the guy that can hit. I mean, come down and play in the line of scrimmage. He can do that all. I mean, he's physical, he's tough, he's fast, he's quick. He's everything you need in the DB. So he would help us out a lot. And on special teams, he would help us out a lot. So I'm looking forward to it.
After two very long days of draft picks, trades, and dealing, there's always one lone player standing. We know him as Mr. Irrelevant. He waits, hoping and praying that his name will be called without further delay. Ramsey Robinson, the corner out of Alabama, is this year's Mr. Irrelevant. But with all due respect, the 5'10" Robinson played 49 games in his career, registering 140 tackles and 4 interceptions. And now he's heading to the NFL to join the Detroit Lions. By the way, we have our own Mr. Irrelevant right here at Nesson. Hockey analyst Andy Brickley was selected as the final pick of the 1980 NHL draft by Philadelphia. Brick went on to a very successful pro career, and I'm sure he'll be rooting for Ramsey.